I'm in the Googleplex, just opposite Victoria Station, and Mario Queiroz from Google is showing me some really interesting new stuff about the way Google is developing search. I came here to talk about Wolfram Alpha, but he's got all sorts of cool new stuff. What's the single coolest new thing, Mario?
I think one of the coolest new things is what we call search options. So if you go to the Google.com homepage and you enter something like, let's say, the Windsor Horse Show, a very current topic, you'll see
For
here.
you, maybe not for me.
Yeah, it's my wife is very interested in this. So you'll see here that there are a lot of different websites that come up. Now, if you click on the show options.
Oh yeah, I've clicked on
Later.
it, and I've got
Okay.
all this stuff on
Here.
the
So what
left-hand
you can
column.
do, there's some very interesting things. So let's do something that you, let's say you just want to see reviews. And so you click on reviews, and we only show you the sites which review the show. Or you click on videos. We show all videos that, only videos for the show.
So that's the kind of refinement of the search. You've always been able to do that, but it's been buried in a way. Is that right?
Right. This makes it much easier for the user to control his or her experience.
And briefly, the other thing you've shown me, which is cool, is Google Squared. It's still in the labs,
Google
but
Squared. So if we can go to here to something which is in labs. We don't have it out yet. It'll be a bit still, but we're showing it. So within Google Squared, it's another way for us to help users pull information which is unstructured on the web and make it much more structured. So before we were talking about moons. So if we search for
type
moon,
moons in there and out comes a whole bunch of stuff
a
about
whole bunch of
different
different
moons.
types of moons, okay? And for example, Saturn, the different Saturn moons. Europa is a moon of Jupiter, and then you can enhance this by
Add extra columns
adding
there.
columns. Now
Right.
Google actually suggests what might you want to know about moons. Let's say the mass
Mass.
of different moons,
Oh, and it compares all
or
the masses.
it compares all the masses and
Discovery data, I like that.
the discovery date
Yeah.
when
When they
it
were
was found.
found.
And
Excellent.
also, yes.
That's great. Anyway, that's just a few of the things they're working on. The message I'm getting here is Google's not standing still on search. It's keeping up the effort to try and be number one, which is, of course, an incredibly valuable thing to be, and really the whole company depends on it. So, Mario, thank you very much.
You're welcome.